A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
For the second consecutive week, Liverpool Football Club have drawn a game, and it already feels like a big, big blow. I know it's only two games in, but my goodness gracious me, not ideal at all. And that's a strange one, really. It's a, Liverpool dominated the first half, get done by a sucker punch. Wilfred Zaha opens the scoring on the counter-attack. Darwin Nunes gets sent off by it with a silly headbutt, reacting to a push from Anderson. Liverpool scored a worldie through Luis Diaz, but they can't quite get themselves a winning goal. They pushed and pushed, just couldn't quite do it. And in the end, you're looking at that red card thinking, mate, you fell into the trap there. But it's a bitter pill to swallow that.
Yeah, I think there was a few series of just unfortunate events for us throughout the course of those 90 minutes, because I think, you know, let's talk about some positives of the game. You've got the likes of Harvey Elliott coming in and doing really well. He looked really bright. He looked like he had the ability to create something for us today. I think he had some really good movement, and there was a few opportunities where, whether it might have been a final ball or just the execution, it just didn't come off for him. I think he's got to be a positive. I think you look at the likes of Nat Phillips, another positive. He's been asked just a big job, just come in, fill a void, fill a hole, and do your best. And
for the most part,
he only really gets done on that counter on the 32nd minute. Until then, he was he ate everything up in front of him. Anytime the ball come near him, he was just clearing it. His passing, his movement weren't that bad either. But then you've kind of got to look at it and break it down as there was a lack of ruthlessness from us.
Yep.
We had a lot of early chances. I asked you just before we started the second half, how many chances we had? You said we must have had about 17 shots. There was only three on target.
24 and four it ends up as. Yeah, there's not quite enough there for us. And like I say, it's mad, mate, because Liverpool, again, they dominated the first half, couldn't get a goal. Palace hit them with a sucker, and they come out for the second half, and what, 57 minutes or 12 minutes into that second half. Like, Nunes, they've been all over him all game. They've been roughing him up a little bit, pulling a bit of pushing, a bit of needle. He kind of brushes a little head into my face. Anderson then reacts and gives him a little point, pushes him in the back, and down. It's not the biggest headbutt you'll ever see. He's not, like, smashed him, but it's so silly. And ultimately, Liverpool are playing catch-up, and in the end, it took a worldy goal to get one back. And it was a worldy goal by Luis Diaz, but, yeah, it just feels like a significant blow already. Like, Liverpool did make up points on Man City last season, but my God,
we can't keep fucking doing it.
No, yeah.
We just can't keep doing it. How mentally, we know as fans last season how mentally draining it was to continually have to eat up the ground to keep hunting this City team down. They're a phenom. They're an absolute juggernaut. It is exhausting going into game week in, week out, feeling as though if we don't win, it's over here today, and then consistently winning to get yourself close and closer to the point where it can be in your hands. We can't start off on the back foot. We can't start off playing, you know, unless we're trying to play some reverse psychology bullshit where it's like, do you know what, we're going to give them a 6 point, 7 point lead in the first 2 months of the footy, so by the time they come back from the World Cup, they think, oh, it's already wrapped up, and they just can't get themselves back up to their high standards. And that's when we can't sucker punch at them. Like, at the minute, there is something where it is, like you said, there is a pattern emerging where we are struggling to get that first goal.
Six Premier League games in a run that the opposition have scored the first goal. And like I say, some of those games, we were rubbish. I actually thought first half we were okay. But like someone said in the comments, and I apologise, missed the name, they basically said, you know, dominating means nothing if you don't score. And that, ultimately, there were a couple of chances in there. I thought Palace defended really well, and you've got to say that. But yeah, if you don't get that goal, what can happen? We got a bit of sucker punch. And then the red card, like I say, it does kill us. We've got Dickie Oyre with a super chat there, says gain 2 points from losing positions though. Yeah, we have, like I say, what we've just made it so hard for ourselves time and time again. They just couldn't quite get it. But like, everyone's gonna look at Darwin Nunes now. Like, you'll look back, hopefully we look back on his Liverpool career and I think that was a learning curve for him, because a lot of young players can be rash and hot-headed at the time, you know, when they first start. We've seen players get, you know, do silly things, but ultimately he's fell into a trap there. You can't do that. You can't do that in any footy. Even, you know, if VAR missed it, if the ref missed it, which he didn't, VAR would have got it. It just felt like, yeah, that was, it was basically, it was going to be hard anyway. That made it just so difficult for us.
But it's like, you could tell that you was playing on a hot, stuffy, humid evening, and like, your temperature's just risen and they've got the best of you. They've got under your skin and you've just had a hot rush just rush over you, and a rush of blood just went, yeah, I'm going for you. And it's like, it was such a poor reaction from him, because these are probably the qualities that Klopp probably trusts in our players, to be like, I probably don't need to tell you the obvious, but this is what's going to happen. These players are going to, because you're not the Bobby archetype, you're going to be more in and around that box. You're going to have more of a physical presence. They are going to try to rile
you. And you know what's going to happen now, mate? The next time he's back, he'll miss 3 games, which is a killer, because Liverpool have got so many injuries as it is. Like, he was literally the only striker pretty much we had available, and now he's suspended for 3 games. He'll come back, and if you're playing against him now, you're in his ear, aren't you, all game? Like, you're just thinking,
I can get the better of you.
Well, you'll get a reputation. Why wouldn't you nip away at him? So he'll miss Man United. Yeah. He'll miss Bournemouth. He'll miss Newcastle. He'll come back for the Merseyside derby. If you're Everton centre-halves in that game, you're in his ear the whole game. You're saying, mate, you know, you're just nudging him and nailing him and provoking him.
You're saying, my beard's got a ponytail like you. You're going to have to in some sort of Spanish, Portuguese, whatever
you're
it
gonna
is.
You're going to have to learn to deal with it. And he didn't. And ultimately, that's what cost Liverpool. Like I say, it's an absolute, what you'd say, you need to be Fulham away. Palace, I hope we beat Palace 8 times or something in the row. Like, these are what you call your bankers. There's only so many points you can drop per season. If you want to win this title, you what?
Mate, it's the draws. Like, that's why I sit here in this.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Dejected state, because it's the draws that have made me the most miserable following Liverpool Football Club.
What do you reckon? Five.
You have 5 draws all season.
It's hard, isn't it?
We've spun 2 away. You know what I mean?
38
We've got
games.
3 draws left and 3 losses for the whole season. That's it. If you do those numbers, you're in with this Man City team, you're in with a chance. But if you get more than 5 draws,
because you're going to get losses, aren't you?
You're going to get the losses as well. Do you know what I mean? You're going to get 3-4 losses. But if you get more than 5 draws on top of any more than 3 or 4 losses, you are not in a title race. It's not mathematically possible against this City side.
No, you're right. And already Liverpool got work to do. And it's but yeah, I'll be honest, like I go back to it. The first half, I thought I was encouraged, and even at half time, I was thinking
no changes needed.
No, we'll be all right here, and then you can't legislate for that. I think, and who knows how it would have panned out. By the end of it, Palace have got 10 men. Sorry, Liverpool have got 10 men, and Palace are still holding out a little bit for a draw. It might have been different. We'll never ever know. But that's the thing when. If you keep going 1-0 down, Liverpool went to the well a lot last season. They went to that well a lot. And listen, they done it at Villa, they done it at Southampton, they done it a few times where they were able to get it. But at some point, even when you're playing well, you might go
runs
one down.
Dry, bro. There's a drought. Right now, there's a drought in the UK
You're banking on resiliency, and I get that. And Liverpool have got that. You know, Jürgen Klopp. Caused the mentality monsters, but all it takes is a bit of bad luck, or a bit of, and obviously you're struggling because Liverpool dominated again the second half, but he just didn't have enough men on the pitch.
This is the thing, like last week it was Virgil that made the mistake, and for the most part in his career he's been unbelievable, and he hasn't put a foot wrong. So you can let them slide. Same with Nunes, he's new, he's a young lad. These are going to be massive watershed moments for them in terms of a learning curve, so you can let it slide, but we cannot keep tallying up these individual errors that are costing us 2 points and costing us the leads in games or the chances to pull something back in a game, because at the minute we're having people hold their hands up and saying it's my individual mistake that's costing our team. And as I say, we don't have it. We're not a cat. We won't have nine lives. Not Sunderland round, yeah. Joe would have been.
You need to go. Yeah, you're gonna have to. Well, I said after the Fulham game, their point, you've got to get back somewhere else. So like, I put it down to a draw in another game. That's usually a good result.
I mean, we've got to go beat all of our top six now at least once.
You have to smash some.
We've got to beat every single one of those top six at home this season. Now we can't afford to draw against the top six at home. That's what those last two results have done to us. That means we have to go beat Tottenham at home. We have to beat Chelsea at home, and we have to beat City at home if we want to say that those results have rubbed themselves out somewhere along the line. That's all we've got, because last season it was either the draws that killed us off, or you looked at it as the games against our top six. We didn't get the most wins last season. City did, and that's what in the end was another edging factor over us. So it's going to be one or the other, and if we're going to continue to stack up these draws, we're going to have to put our top six rivals to the sword. And based on the last two performances, do I have confidence that we're currently in a vein of form that has the ability to do that? No. But is Man U historically one of our top six rivals? Yes. So does next week present an opportunity for us to start putting the records in the right places? Yeah, it does. It's a massive opportunity.
The issue you're going to have is that you're going to go to Old Trafford, and there's a very, very good chance that Man City have just beaten Newcastle on a Sunday, because they're probably going to beat Newcastle because they beat. And then all of a sudden, it's a 9 points and it's 2 points. And you're thinking, oh my God, we need to go to Old Trafford and win already. And this is what you get from these kind of things. And like I say, who knows what Darwin Nunez's career is going to turn out like, but he fell into a trap there. He fell into an absolute stinker. Liverpool got done by a sucker punch. They got done by a sucker punch counter, and they got done by a bit of madness. Clever play from Anderson, who I thought was their best player. He's probably the man of the match.
Hands on. Diaz, don't get me wrong.
Diaz stepped up. Let's end on his goal then from Luis Diaz, because that is the one positive, really. It's an absolute screamer of a goal.
Very, very good. And we were talking about it. Yeah, he said it's going to take something different for us. And he was at the edge of the box, and you're egging him on. So take him on. And he literally skips past one, skips past two. Cuts inside, two men follow him, he opens his body up, and he rattles it into that far post for us, and it was a quality finish. But there's the stats there. You know, we probably should have had a second goal based on, you know, what that XG is looking right like. They only had 12 touches in our box and was able
to get done with. And like I say, Liverpool need to get players back fit. Like, the transfer market's still open. I don't know if Jürgen's going to do something. He keeps saying they're not going to. I
believe them.
I don't think they're going. I think that's a mistake. I think they should have. I think they should have got someone anyway. It makes matters worse, obviously, when the injuries hit. But yeah, it's a killer, really. It's a big blow for Liverpool already playing catch-up.
Now we're already playing catch-up. You know we're going to have to go deep into the well again at some point this season. So I'd rather have the extra bodies now if it was me. Yep. We're going to have to rely on pulling it out the bag left, right and centre for the rest of the season now. You're not going to do that if you've got a threadbare squad and you've got the injuries just piling up week on week.
Yeah, Liverpool, when everyone's fit, Liverpool got numbers. It isn't there for us ultimately. So yeah, that is where we are. Liverpool have drawn with Crystal Palace 1-1. Keep an eye on the channel. Elle will be back very, very shortly with the fan reactions. Get your tweets, comments, posts in and Elle will read out the best of those. I will then be at the board doing the player ratings. Again, that'll be streaming live on YouTube. I will then be back in this chair with Errol in that chair doing the instant match reaction over on Red Men Plus a little bit later. Keep an eye out on the channel. Like I say, Paul and Chloe are doing a bit of filming at the ground. There's tons and tons to see. So yeah, keep an eye on the YouTube, keep an eye on Plus. And yeah, Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 1, not ideal at all. Until next time, ta-da.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.